Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Poppy Gatto and Dr. A.A. Hill, the authors of a book called Piece of Pussy or Peace of Mind. That's the title. I'm sure that the Amazon algorithm loves that titillating title. I wouldn't be surprised if this video was also age-restricted simply because I said that. It's a MGTOW book and it says it on the first page, and that ultimately making the best decision for yourself means going your own way. The book poses the question, what is more important to you in your life? A piece of pussy or your peace of mind? And then most men are in denial that bad things will happen to them in relationships, and so they just bury their heads in sand-filled vaginas. The book follows a structure that's very similar to mine that I'm writing, which is short, roughly 4 to 5 page long chapters that are to the point. It's a reference guide to MGTOW and female nature in general. The book link is in the description if you want to get a copy on Kindle for only $8.99. It starts off by saying a wise man said, you can either love women or understand them. It discusses the observable reality of female nature. Not academic or official psychology, but just things that most guys will face when they come face to face with a proud owner of a fish-flavored taco. They say women are not logical, and if you're ready to play the love me long time game, then you're a dumbass. Dr. Hill and Pappy share a bunch of scenarios outlining how when it comes to women, men are feeling instead of thinking, and women are often trained to think when it comes to love and not feel. They say love costs you time, money, peace of mind, and freedom. You choose this by not going your own way. But most guys don't choose it. The choice is made for them by their subconscious because the cooch provides meaning and purpose in a man's life. The next section is called the Code of Honor, and they say that every man lives by one, but that women don't have one as their guiding principle, that they will do whatever is in their best interests. I agree, and I always say that if you want to know a woman's motives, then always assume that she's going to put herself in the most advantageous position in any and all social circumstances. Then work your way back from there and figure out how she's going to get there. Without a code on her, women are basically instinctively going to screw you over. She will project onto him that he's selfish, but meanwhile it's the other way around. That's when Hill and Pappy mention men's rights issues like unfair treatment in the divorce courts, as well as monkey branching, which is also known as hoprami, which is a new term I wasn't familiar with. They also share a bunch of advantages women have over men and reason that women don't want equality, but what they want is dominance and total authority over males. They mention that if you bring this up in polite society, that you'll get canceled. The next section is called Female Fury. They say that for most women in the industrialized world, messing with men's lives has become the accepted way of life. That even when women in the West admit that they have advantages and know it's wrong, they simply won't give those up. This is very true because I've seen even the most staunch female men's rights activists only want to roll things back to the benefits gained for women from second-wave feminism. They say that women understand their advantage, and I agree, because whenever I call one out on it, she becomes like a 5-year-old girl that got caught taking a cookie out of the cookie jar. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code Sandman to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to You Can Have a Piece of Pussy or You Can Have Your Peace of Mind, Clown World Show. The next chapter is called Logic, Loyalty, and Honor, and it's all about the idea that women are not men. So why not just call the chapter Women Are Not Men? That's way more descriptive, and this short 2-page section just seems to be a continuation of the previous one. The next section is called She Just Wants to Feel. It lists a bunch of things that women tend to be into and get their daily dose of drama from. Things like family gatherings, social media, pop culture personalities, dating apps, romance novels, and many other things. Pappy and Hill say that if you actually see such behavior, to get away from it, and I agree. But if you try and do that, you often end up becoming a hermit in the woods because it's everywhere. Also because the sections are generally a few pages in length, I'll stop reading the titles and just get onto the meat of the book. They continue by saying that looking for the perfect woman is like looking for a unicorn, and that you won't be prepared to deal with women's emotional ups and downs no matter how prepared you think you are. They also make the case that everything you want from women can be outsourced wholesale, including your orgasms. Then a man is nothing more than a rechargeable 9-volt battery controlled by a vulva, paying for her new Volvo. You shorten your life to lengthen hers. They say that a man should get sex on his own terms without commitment, along with the freedom to pursue his own life dreams and passions, as well as the freedom from being shamed and have women throw their mind games at him. That for a woman you are a tool with the limited shelf life, and that her desires and commitment to you change with the tides. They also discuss a woman's age and the wall, basically, as well as her sexual marketplace mileage. Why not call the chapter the sexual marketplace, so that I know immediately what it's all about? They also make the valid point that the worse a woman's looks are and value, the less she can actually get away with, so she's going to be a lot better behaved. But if she knows she has power over you, then she's going to walk all over you regardless of her marketplace value. Regardless of how attractive or unattractive she is, it just takes some time for her to figure that out. They also go on to discuss how you shouldn't get involved with single mothers. That a man with a single mother is a cuck because he's paying for and taking care of somebody else's responsibility that he didn't create. All you'll receive in return is her telling you that you saved her from a horrible ex, as she pats you on the head like a good little dog that you are. They also mention once again that a woman doesn't care if she screws you over, and you're just a resource to be consumed. They also make the point that women haven't changed throughout time, and that it's just the number of privileges they received have gone up into the stratosphere. They try and drive home that if you took a 1950s housewife from the past and brought her here to the modern day and age, that she would take advantage of the same things women take advantage of today. You can clearly see that with the immigrant women from third world countries that come to the Westerners spoiled in only a short few years. Guys, please don't give Hollywood any ideas, though. Imagine a time travel film where a woman's friend Doc Hill invents a time machine back in 1955 and takes a traditional woman from 1955 to 2015, and she doesn't want to go back to the kitchen and back to her own time. A sort of play on the Back to the Future theme. So in a plot twist, in the end, she goes 60 years ahead to 2015 to 2075 and realizes that women have been replaced by sex bots and artificial wombs. And there she's stuck in that future. It would turn into a sci-fi horror film for women's. I know you guys enjoy this tangent, but let me continue with the review. The next section is called The Final Payout Before Her Departure. Considering all the swear words in this book, I would have called it divorce rape. They share all kinds of things that a guy does for his woman that she doesn't appreciate while planning to leave him. Things like buying her the dream house that ends up putting him in the poorhouse, or spending time working overtime so she can buy the things that she wants. Then when she leaves you, you end up realizing you're nothing more than a simp. She even knew that you actually went through various hardships to give her those things that she wants, and then she still dumps you. Then she goes from suck to blow mode and tries to ruin what's left of your life by making unreasonable demands for child support visitations, alienating you from former friends and family. She might make false allegations too and tell other lies. They say to just let a woman that does that to you go, because it's the path of least resistance and that you haven't actually failed at the relationship. You were just failed by everyone else around you because they didn't give you the red pill, because they probably didn't know about it either. A guy that's red-pilled, according to Pappy and Hill, needs to understand that men will not take away the rights that we gave women, that there is no easy fix to this pickle that we find ourselves in. The next section is about how women are like a casino and that the house always wins. The only way to win is not to play. Again, something that this channel and many others have been speaking about for the longest time. At this point, there's a poem as well as a personal story. The book also talks about avoiding women, but doesn't mention if a guy should actually go monk mode or if you should just play the field. That personal story is about a conversation about an old vet in Mexico, and the old guy tells him, either Dr. Hill or Pappy, that a woman will always show herself to a man. From what I gather, the moral of the story appears to be to accept female nature and don't try and change it. I think I'll end my review there, about two-thirds of the way in. This book is a MGTOW book that introduces many of the key concepts behind the philosophy, but from the roughly two-thirds that I read, I wish that there would actually be more colorful language and wordplay. My key criticisms would be that the chapter titles aren't as punchy as they could be. They also don't use many of the key phrases that are found in MGTOW. You also can't structure 4 to 5 pages around one funny saying. I think that nowadays books have to be written either like stand-up comedy routines or Shakespeare to compete in a world where the spoken word through podcasts is more powerful than the written word these days. Books were an all the way to condense rich, dense information into small amounts of space, but audio recordings have replaced them. I think that our phones are like the fireside storytelling in the primitive tribal days, when we used to gather around the fire. But we can choose to listen in on any fire chat that we want through things like YouTube. As for this book, it's mostly a rehashing of stuff that you can find in the manosphere if you consume 50 to 100 videos. My advice to Pappy and Hill was to offer each chapter as a video, and simply read it and get feedback from their audience on a platform like this one. I also think that books are like the icing on the cake when it comes to your public persona. Do you really think that Jordan Peterson would have become the bestseller if there were no videos or podcasts of him online? Forget about it. He's the one that said that podcasts were basically taking over from books. It used to be that the pen was mightier than the sword, but the voice is now mightier than the printed word. The tongue is mightier than the typewriter, for those of you young enough to know what one of those looks like. I get the feeling that Pappy and Hill wrote this book to cement all these ideas in their heads. The greatest contribution here being HopperMe, which I'll actually have to swipe and use. Maybe I take all this information for granted because I've been immersed in it for the last 10 years or so. The book is also written with some vulgar language for the black community. But why be a cliche? What I would have done is changed the titles of chapters and eliminated some of the repetitive ideas and dirty language. For example, playfully insulting readers by calling them dumbass over and over again just won't fly for me. The music business to some extent now looks like books. I find musical masterpieces all over the place that barely get 20 to 30,000 people listening to them. Very few books are also being read these days. But maybe try this MGTOW starter book on Amazon for only $9. Once again, the link is in the description. And you also get to find out how the last third ends. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Pappy Gatto and Dr. A.A. Hill for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you won't want to smash women once you read their book. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that travel into the future hoping that they have even more power over men, but find out that they're completely powerless and poor away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.